can you afford to be careless about it? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Tell me, how shall we escape? People laugh, they fool, like they did that night on the 14th of April, 1915, I think it was. No, 1912, when the Titanic, that great mastership, the pride of the White Star Line, was plying across the ocean on its maiden voyage. And they had proclaimed to the nations that this was an unsinkable ship, absolutely unsinkable. And when the messages came across the ether, icebergs, danger ahead, other ships lay at anchor, they wouldn't move ahead. The wireless operator said, shut up. We've got more important messages to send now. Why, the Titans were on board that ship. John Jacob Astor, other great millionaires, and by wire they were creating a panic right here in New York while they were sailing the seas, while they were playing poker together, they were fighting one another, drawing millions out of each other's pockets, these great men of the earth. And when the danger signal came and the captain came to the owner of the White Star ship and said, what shall we do? He says, there's danger ahead. He said, go ahead. We're an unsinkable ship. The very joke of it, he said. And somebody had written across the belly of the ship, we don't need God. This is an unsinkable ship. We don't need God. And then a giant finger was drawn across the belly of the ship, split open like the belly of a pig. And the waves of the ocean pouring into it. And the orchestra leader was given command by the captain, keep them dancing, keep them dancing. Don't let them know that we're in danger, although the ship stopped. Although people were full of consternation and full of fear, like they are in the world today, what do? Keep them dancing. The Church of the Sacred Heart is having a bingo party tomorrow night. Keep them dancing. Presbyterian bunch down there is having a baseball game. Keep them dancing. Go ahead, coffee clutch. Keep them dancing. Don't let them come to prayer meeting. Don't let them cry to God day and night. Don't let them get filled with the Holy Ghost. There's plenty of time for that. We've got business. We've got pleasure to attend to. Blitz, thunder, hellfire, damnation. Where is your lust? Where is your flesh? Where is your pleasure? Where is your business? Gone to the devil. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, will be spoken by the one who cried, it is finished.